أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of His power and His qudrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had enumerated different creations of His that He had created for the service of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah spoke of the produce that grows from the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the ships that sail at sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the rivers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sun, the moon, day and night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all of this, the entire creation, He has kept it at the service of Himself. And He has created us for His service. Everything else has been created to serve us, while we have been created to serve the Creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayat that we will try and discuss today, speaks of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is the ideal example when it comes to monotheism and tawheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat impressed on our minds the importance and the significance of tawheed and oneness of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings before us the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was brought up in a home of shirk. His father was a manufacturer of idols. And in that home of shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought out this young boy, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who came to introduce the world to tawheed and monotheism. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the moment when Ibrahim alayhi salam arrived at that empty desert land, that empty spot surrounded by mountains, where he was instructed to leave his wife Hajar and son Ismail alayhi salam. There were some du'as that he made there. Some of the du'as we have discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses one or two more of his du'as. And the whole reason and purpose of explaining and mentioning the du'as of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam is to teach us how to make du'a and what du'as to make. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And remember the moment when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدْ آمِنًا. Oh Allah, make this city, this balad, آمِنًا. Make it safe, make it secure, and allow it to enjoy protection and security. That's the first dua, the first part of the dua. Now you will notice something different in this dua compared to the dua he made in Surah Al-Baqarah. There the dua was, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا. رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا, O Allah, make this a city, بَلَدًا آمِنًا. رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Meaning that it was indefinite. There was no al attached to balad. But here, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدْ. O Allah, make this city. So there it was, O Allah, make this a city, make this into a city, and here it is, O Allah, make this city, which means that the first dua that he made, there was no city. There was no habitation. There was no, it was not populated. That's why the dua is, O Allah, make this a city, make it into a city. Over here, O Allah, make this city. There's already a city there. So this means that these were two separate du'as that he made on two separate occasions. The first time he made the du'a, there was nothing there whatsoever. And he made the du'a that, oh Allah, make this place into a city that will enjoy security and safety. And now he comes back at a later stage and there is already some infrastructure over there. So he says, oh Allah, make this city amina. What an important dua that we should make. Ibrahim alayhi salam teaches us. Always ask Allah for safety. Ask Allah for security. And how much we should be making this type of dua. For safety and security. Because you can have the most comfortable home. You can have the most luxurious lifestyle, but if there's no safety and security, you can never enjoy it. There's always a sense of fear within you. And he made this dua, and really when you enter the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, you enjoy, you feel the peace, you feel the serenity, you feel the security and the divine protection that Allah has kept in that place. So this is the first dua that he made, an important dua for you and I to make. The second part of the dua, وَجُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, distance me and my children from worshipping idols. Keep us away from the worship of idols. Two things we learn from this dua. One is he is a Nabi of Allah, it's obvious that he will never fall into idol worship. And that is why Allah selected him as a Nabi. It was obvious that he was never going to fall into idol worship. He is a Nabi of Allah. Yet he makes a dua that, oh Allah, keep me away from idol worship, despite enjoying prophethood and the highest level of iman and the friendship of Allah, there was still a sense of fear within him falling into the disobedience of Allah. How much should we make dua for the protection of our iman? Again, the important thing we learn, never be satisfied and complacent with the level of iman and spirituality and religiosity that you enjoy. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep that iman protected and to save one from falling into acts of vice, disobedience, and falling out of the fold of Islam. The next important thing, he always made dua. You find the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they never left out their children when it came to dua. Always they made dua for their children. وَبَنِيَّ Oh Allah, keep me away from idol worship and my children. وَبَنِيَّ And my children. Your children must be part of every dua that you make as far as possible. Always make dua for your children. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us multiple examples of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, where they always made dua for their children and for their progeny. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, one of the duas that are readily answered by Allah is the dua that a father makes for his child. That is answered by Allah. Maybe you don't see it in your lifetime. You might never see it in your lifetime, the acceptance of that dua. But Allah will answer the dua that you make in favor of your child. So keep on making dua for them no matter what. Sometimes you're making dua and you're making dua and you're making dua and he says, my dua is not being answered, and one gives up making dua for them. That is the biggest mistake and error that one could make. So he says, oh Allah, keep me and my children away from idol worship. And today we have idols in different forms. They are perhaps, he made dua for the physical idols that they were worshipping. Today there are different forms of idols that have infiltrated the lives of the people. And he gives the reason. He says, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas. Oh Allah, these idols, they have misguided and they have led astray many people. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي Oh Allah, whosoever follows me and obeys me, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي Then he belongs to me, he is part of me. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي And oh Allah, the one who disobeys me. Look at the dua, look at the Nabi and the fikr and the concern that the Nabi had. He says, oh Allah, the one who disobeys me, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving and you are the most merciful. He could have said, oh Allah, the one who disobeys me, punish him. Oh Allah, the one who disobeys me, give him a miserable life. But look at the dua that he made. Oh Allah, the one who disobeys me, who perhaps does not follow my commandments, who falls into sin and who falls into acts of disobedience, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ I leave his matter to you, O Allah, knowing that you are the most forgiving and the most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.